Marriage is one of God's most beautiful creations. Two people becoming one flesh, learning to love as Christ loves the church. But anyone who's been married for more than a few months knows that this sacred union also comes with challenges. Different personalities, expectations, and communication styles can easily lead to conflict. Conflict itself isn't the enemy. In fact, it can reveal where growth is needed, both in our hearts and in our relationship. The real danger comes when we let pride, silence, or anger take root instead of inviting God to guide our response. Today, we'll explore how to face conflict with biblical wisdom, so that disagreements become opportunities for healing rather than division. 1. Remember who the real enemy is. When tension rises, it's easy to see your spouse as the problem, the one who just doesn't listen, doesn't understand, or doesn't care. But the Bible reminds us in Ephesians 6 verse 12 that our struggle isn't against flesh and blood. The enemy of our souls loves to sow division, whispering lies like, "They'll never change," or "You're better off keeping your distance." His goal is simple: to separate what God has joined together. The next time you're in a disagreement, pause and remind yourself, "My spouse is not the enemy. You're both on the same team, fighting not against each other, but for your marriage." Pray silently. "Lord, help me see my spouse through your eyes." That one prayer can shift the entire atmosphere from tension to tenderness. 2. Respond with grace, not reactivity. Proverbs 15 verse 1 says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Our words hold incredible power. One sharp remark can wound deeply, but a soft, gracious tone can disarm even the most heated moment. When emotions are high, take a deep breath before you speak. Ask yourself, is what I'm about to say helpful or harmful? Sometimes it means taking a brief pause, not to avoid the issue, but to calm your spirit before responding. Jesus modeled this perfectly. He never reacted out of anger or pride. He responded out of love and truth. When we invite the Holy Spirit to guard our words, we turn arguments into conversations that build trust instead of tearing it down. 3. Listen to understand, not to win. James 1 verse 19 gives timeless wisdom. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Most of us reverse that order. We speak quickly, defend ourselves passionately, and listen last. But true listening means setting aside your need to be right and leaning in to understand your spouse's heart. When they share how they feel, resist the urge to interrupt or correct. Just listen. Sometimes your spouse doesn't need a solution. They need to feel heard. You might say, "I hear that you felt overlooked when I said that," or, "I didn't realize that hurt you. Thank you for telling me." Those small words of acknowledgement open doors for healing faster than any defense ever could. 4. Pray together, even in the middle of the storm. It might feel awkward to pray when tempers are high, but prayer changes everything. When a couple invites God into their conflict, something powerful happens. Hearts soften. Pride fades. Clarity returns. Matthew 18 verse 19 promises, "If two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." That means even in disagreement, you can agree on one thing: that you both want God's peace to rule in your home. You might start with something simple. "Lord, we're struggling to see eye to eye right now. Please calm our hearts, give us wisdom, and remind us that our love is worth protecting." Praying together doesn't erase the issue instantly, but it realigns your hearts with God's purpose and reminds you that you're not in this alone. 5. Practice humility and ownership. It's easier to point out what our spouse did wrong than to admit our own part in the conflict. Yet humility is the soil where reconciliation grows. Philippians 2 verse 3 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves." That doesn't mean you ignore your own feelings. It means you approach the issue with a teachable heart, ready to understand, not accuse. A simple, sincere apology can break walls that long explanations never will. "I'm sorry for how I spoke earlier. I didn't mean to make you feel dismissed." Those words carry healing power when spoken from the heart. 6. Choose forgiveness daily. Forgiveness is not a one-time event. It's a daily decision. Ephesians 4 verse 32 tells us, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." That's not easy, especially when wounds are deep. But forgiveness doesn't minimize the hurt. It releases you from carrying it. It says, "I choose grace over bitterness. I choose healing over pride." Sometimes, Forgiveness must be extended before reconciliation is fully complete. You forgive because you trust God to handle justice, not because the other person deserves it. In doing so, you reflect the heart of Christ, and your marriage becomes a testimony of his redemptive love. 7. Let love lead the way. 1 Corinthians 13 describes love as patient, kind, and not easily angered. Love keeps no record of wrongs, and that's the kind of love God calls us to in marriage. When conflict arises, remember, your goal isn't to win an argument, but to protect the connection God built between you. Love says, "I value this relationship more than being right." It's that humility, that persistence in grace, that keeps marriages strong through every season. Conflict doesn't have to weaken your marriage. When handled with wisdom, prayer, and humility, it can actually strengthen your bond and draw you closer to God. So when the next disagreement comes, and it will, take a breath, whisper a prayer, and choose to fight for each other, not against each other. Remember, peace in marriage isn't the absence of conflict. It's the presence of Christ in the middle of it. And as you walk this journey together, may his word continue to guide you, his spirit empower you, and his love bind you together in perfect harmony. You've been listening to Blissfully Wedded, where we share faith-filled reflections to help couples build strong, Christ-centered marriages. To read more devotionals and practical marriage guides, visit blissfullywedded.com.